Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the Wisconsin On Demand app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube.
Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. No Nortman, just Ben Brust here alongside Kyle Wallace. Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation can get in at 800-990-3776. Still haven't been able to process my thoughts as to why it's weird that the 4th is on a Thursday.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You should be ecstatic.
I am.
You literally do not have to work the rest of the week. At 5 o'clock, 4:57:50. You are done. We're done. I'm done until Monday.
You seem too excited.
I love how particular he was about that.
I'm excited because I have told everybody at the truth. I said, listen, whatever y'all need to get done, y'all need to get done now. Because Kyle Wallace, he ain't working on Friday. I ain't going to be here, as Magic Johnson said.
I'm not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here. And so I told him, like, y'all need to get it out because on Friday, I know I told y'all, y'all got to come to work. It's an option. You could have took the day off. I ain't gonna be here. I'm gone. And so y'all need to get it out the way. So I'm excited to not step foot in this building until
what
next
a leader.
Monday. What do you mean, what a leader? I took a vacation day. That's what you do. You put in for I put in a vacation day before it became a vacation day.
And so you're keeping it.
Did
as
you
a
rescind
vacation day?
The vacation day?
They rescinded for you. I put in a vacation day before our founder and CEO told us that we get it as a company holiday. And so I was already gonna be gone. We don't have to do our show. So I said, well, heck, if I ain't gotta do my show, I'm taking this day off.
So when are you gonna do your barbecue?
So we grilling tomorrow. We are doing the grilling at my parents' house tomorrow. Now, when you say when, do you mean what time?
Yeah, day. Like, so if you're having people over, yeah. Is that at the Wallace crib?
It is at my parents' crib, not at my house.
Okay.
They not coming to my house. We don't have a grill.
Okay, so I have a grill, and I am now the obnoxious grill person where, like, I'm grilling every chance that I get.
Yeah, you grilled multiple times right in the last couple of days.
The problem is we don't have everything we need to host a party.
Wait, you're hosting a party for who?
Kind of, sort of.
For who?
Like, 4 to 6 people,
probably. That ain't a party.
Yeah, but, like, there's nowhere to sit outside.
You ain't got no chairs?
No chairs. No cooler.
Oh, so you're going to have people tracking up and in and out your house?
Well, I have a feeling tomorrow morning while you're watching the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, yes, whether it be IKEA or whatever I got to do, even if it's just like one of them chairs that may break by the end of the day, I just need chairs.
You just need chairs. See, that's the problem. You shouldn't be hosting. What time are you hosting? What time are you starting?
See, this is where I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
2 o'clock?
Probably.
2 o'clock?
I was gonna say 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and if someone invites you to a cookout,
yeah,
and they say
a barbecue grilling,
1 o'clock. What time you showing up?
Ooh, 1 o'clock. That's what time they say.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, y'all starting at 1. What time y'all putting the food on the grill? And then they say, oh no, we gonna have food ready by 1 o'clock. I say, oh, okay. Well, who all gonna be there? And they say, oh, I invited, you know, my cousin Alexis. I invited my cousin, you know, Jocelyn. I invited my cousin T and Meach, right? And I say, oh, okay, that's who all coming. Okay. I'll be there about 2:15, 2:30.
2:15, 2:30?
Because if you get there too early, then it's not enough people around, right? Luckily for me, like, it's my parents' house. Like, I'll be comfortable and cool. But going into other people's houses, the last thing you want to do is want to be the first person that shows up. I'd never forget. I had a house party in high school after I graduated. Big old house party. All the kids in Whitefish Bay wanted to come.
Cool.
Everybody wanted. I did. It was huge.
Cool.
It was
You're so awesome.
Cool. The B.O.B. bash. Everybody went, Kyle, have a party. Have a party. Had a party.
B.O.B.?
Yeah, Band of Brothers. That's what. No, we. Well, it was B.O.B., all right. It was B.O.B. that way, too.
B.Y.O.B.
And so I never forget these two sophomore girls who I'd never even talked to like that showed up at my house exactly at the time that was on Facebook at like 8 o'clock. I said, what are y'all doing? Like, hey.
Were they the first there?
They were the first there. I was like, okay, well, y'all can go to the base. I don't even know y'all like that. Like, because for me, I put 8 o'clock thinking people ain't going to show up to 9:30, right? They showed up promptly on time.
Mm.
Promptly on time. So, no, you don't want to be there because it's awkward, right? You don't want to show up to somebody. But, like, if you told me come at 12, come at 1, I'm not showing up till at least 2 o'clock. I'm always showing up late.
So, Kyle, you're just hypothetically, because I know you don't want to hang out with me, invite me to a barbecue.
Yes. Do not. If I tell you we starting at 1 o'clock.
I'd be there at 1.
Do not come at 1. If you come at 1, I'm going to be surprised. The first thing I'm going to say is, oh, I wasn't ready for you. That's what I would say. I wasn't ready for you.
But Kyle. You told me to come at 1 o'clock.
No, the thing is based off culturally, based off the way I was raised.
I'm very cultured.
Oh, no. It's a different type of culture. Based off the way I was raised, when you tell somebody you coming at a certain time, when my mom says, hey, come at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, that doesn't mean come at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It means you're going to have to come. I'm going to be putting the food on the grill between 1 and 2. So if you come 1 and 2, you're just going to be sitting here looking at me grilling, right? And so you understand that's built in. So, you know. I know not to show up on time. I show up when the food is ready.
All right. What are you cooking?
Got to cook chicken. Put chicken on the grill. You got to put steaks on the grill. You also got to have some baked beans. Shout out to Auntie Bev for bringing the baked beans. Always got to have the baked beans as well. And I asked you
about— How does the baked beans do on Tyle's tummy?
Oh, listen. They taste good going in, and they rough going out. But It's always delicious because she put brown sugar inside of there with some syrup as well.
Oh, wow.
Sweet baked beans. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sweet baked beans. They're absolutely delicious.
Sounds like dessert.
It's really good. That's why I love it. On top of that, you know, you have to make sure that you also have— I said the steaks, I said the chicken, you gotta have the burgers, you gotta have the Italian sausage, you gotta have the Polish as well. You got every type of meat. It's a grill. You grilling, you cooking out. You gotta have all the different types of meat for a variety for people to have. Make sure you have the buns, make sure you have the barbecue sauce, the mustard, the ketchup. If you wanna have honey mustard as well, you gotta have all the variety for things to be able to throw down and have a good time. I love cooking out. I love grilling.
Well,
attending, not actually doing it.
Yours feels a little bit different than mine.
Yeah, what do you have?
I mean it's just brats and burgers, man.
Brats and burgers, that's basic.
Yeah, basic is good.
No, that's
basic
what you do for—
is good.
That's what you do for kids' birthday parties.
No, basic is good. Brats, burgers. I mean,
you don't have steak,
fruit salad. There's nothing better than
chopping up fruit salad.
Pineapple, watermelon, a little cantaloupe, some red and green grapes.
This is not about health. This is about wealth in the body. This is about wealth in the belly. This is about celebrating.
You're telling
American
me that a nice bowl of fruit salad is not wealth and health?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's about celebrating the independence that we got from Great Britain. That ain't celebrating. If the founding fathers saw that you were eating fruit salad on a day that they sacrificed their lives, they would not be sitting there talking about, oh, yeah, that's not how they envisioned the 4th of July to be. They wanted you to eat all the meats.
The founding fathers wouldn't be proud of the fruit salad I put together?
No, they wouldn't. I think Kyle's actually onto something there. Look, it's all about three things on July 4th.
What you got, Strofe?
It's about the meats. It's about the booze. It's about the fireworks.
Yeah.
That's the 4th of July.
Yeah.
You missed the most important one. Freedom.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Freedom.
I felt like that was implied.
It is. It is implied. And also the day off that we get. What do we appreciate more? The fact that people actually fought to give our country independence, or the fact that we get to celebrate the freedom fighters with the day off and relaxing?
You're really asking that question?
Well, what do we appreciate more? Because, I mean, let's be honest. We use fireworks and we use the day off, but none of us say, well, let's take time to reflect and look at the history.
Well, you don't know. I mean, I didn't get done finishing my barbecue.
Oh, what is that? Your barbecue is a sit-down reading about—
We go around and we say our thank you to all the veterans and everyone that sacrificed their selves.
That's Veterans Day, but go ahead.
I guess there probably aren't any veterans left from the Revolutionary War.
I would.
We
say
talk about Uncle
gone.
John Adams.
Well, that's how the conversation comes up.
Yeah.
What else do you? So, what you legitimately are eating hot dogs and
hot dogs,
and
burgers, and fruit salad, cooler full of drinks.
I got
a shaker.
Me.
I got every booze imaginable.
I might come for a drink. I might dip out. Do you eat ribs?
Love ribs.
Do you eat them? Do you cook them on the 4th?
I have never.
Wait, Kyle, did he invite you?
No, I mean, I might pop up at his house. I mean, that's another thing on the 4th of July. It should be, especially where you live at. Oh, that's open door policy. I could walk through the neighborhood.
You okay with that?
I might walk through the neighborhood and just pop. Don't make that face. I'm going to show
Kyle,
up.
You told me about the neighborhood I live in. There's a lot of North Shore Nancys. I want them hanging out with
well,
me.
Well, they don't know you. I'm just going to pop up, give
if
me a little drink.
If you know me, yeah, you can pop
up.
I'm
going to pop
so
up,
I can pop
drink.
In. I'm going to be, in your neck of the woods.
You can pop in.
That's also what the 4th of July is about. It's about being able to pop up and pop in. Anybody and everybody that we know is welcome at the Wallace household.
You might hear some annoying dogs barking, but I will say in the back of the household, I'll have a cooler that will be stocked with ice and cold drinks for anybody that I know that can stop by and swing by.
If I stumble through the bay tomorrow, I'm telling you this right now, I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to get me a drink. I'm going to give me a cold one, and I'm going to dip out. I'm going to talk 5 minutes. I'm going to get my drink, talk to you for 5 minutes, and say
thanks.
Yeah,
5 minutes isn't worthy of a drink.
Okay, 10 minutes. I'll stop 10 minutes.
No, you're still short.
How much time do I need to?
Half an hour.
Half an hour? I can't talk to this man for. I'm going to stand by myself in a corner for a half
Kyle,
an hour. I can't
Kyle,
talk to this man.
How about you and I coordinate?
Yeah.
I'll pop in when you. I'm going to hit the parade in his neck of the woods. And then I'll pop over there. You and I can have a beer together, and then we'll leave.
Put it on the poll, Strofe. If you stop by at someone's house for the 4th of July, how long do you have to stay for one drink?
Good question.
Do you?
Because I think, now that I think about it, whenever I stop by a friend's house, even if it's just like to help them with something, and then I was like, hey, you want to have a drink? My intentions are always to have that drink in 10 to 15 minutes, but you end up just talking. And then it's like it's like 20 to 30 minutes, and I think that's respectable.
Well, okay, so we'll see how that goes. Am I allowed to take a plate to go? Because typically I like to have my plate.
Oh, come
on, plate to go.
You greedy.
Greedy?
Yeah,
greedy.
Plate to go.
Greedy, a plate to go.
I want a plate to go, I want a beer, and I only want to stay for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I should be
those
able to
are bands.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for the plate. Thanks for the beer.
This is a one-sided relationship.
I'll stay for a half hour, but I need to be able to have some plate to go. So make sure you have some aluminum foil for a plate so he can grab.
Why couldn't you just have a plate there if you're there for half an hour?
No, it's not about that. I can have a plate there, but I need a plate to go. Who goes to a barbecue and doesn't take a plate to go?
I don't think I've ever taken a plate to go.
What do you mean?
Two Americas.
What do you mean? Wait. Come on.
All my food there.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Time out. So you telling me when you go to a 4th of July celebration or any type of holiday, you don't just take plates to go?
No.
What? That's the point of having a holiday and cooking all the food.
The point is to take plates to go. I thought the point is to celebrate America.
And to have food for the next couple of days. Whenever my family has a holiday or they cook out, I'm eating for days. I am eating for days, Ben. For days. You need to make sure you get some aluminum foil from the store up the street.
I have aluminum foil.
Well, make sure you have it outside.
I have some paper plates, and I'm going to hide them when you come over so you can't take a plate to go.
I'll bring my own. Don't worry about it. I'm going to put my bread and my burger together.
It's thievery from
this man. It's not thievery. That's what you cook it for. You cook it for your guest.
What will be also be present is as like an appetizer, is many screaming Sicilian pizzas just coming in and out of the oven, right? They're so good.
Oh, yeah.
That like it's just like a great appetizer. You cut it in the eighth slices.
Now Kyle will stay.
And then you're cooking. You're cooking with gas inside the stove. Making that hot stove cook a nice cream of Sicilian pizza, thin and crispy, tavern-style urban pie, Palermo's neighborhood, screaming Sicilian. I'm telling you, I think I'm going to have one of each pizza tomorrow from Palermo's. That way everyone can have a little taste of everything. That's part of the 4th of July at Ben Brust House. That will be Palermo's Pizza. Find your screaming pleasure and taste what all that screaming is all about. And if you want to taste that screaming pleasure, let's be caller 4 for a Screaming Sicilian prize pack. 800-990-3776. Caller 4, 800-990-3776. You win a Palermo's Pizza Screaming Sicilian prize pack. You never know what you will get in the prize pack, but I can tell you there will definitely be some ways for you to purchase some amazing pizzas from our great friends at Palermo's. That's caller 4 to win a Screaming Sicilian prize pack. 800-990-3776. 3776. More Kyle Brust and Ortman on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Brust and Ortman.
I'm going to quote the great Martin Luther King in this.
Wow.
I'm going to bring up MLK. You know what he said?
Oh, wow.
He said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. And you know what matters to me? Booing Craig Council and booing the Chicago Cubs.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
JB and the V chimes in, 800-990-3776. No one takes a plate. Kyle, damn thief over here.
Oh, my gosh. Taking a plate, that's what you do when you go to a cookout. You go to a family event, a family gathering. You literally take a plate, you put it in aluminum foil.
You don't ask?
That's part of what it is.
So you don't ask. You just assume part of what it is.
Is to take a plate, yes.
Is to take a plate.
Yeah, no, every single time. I have a family gathering or I go somewhere, it's taking a plate to go. Matter of fact, a lot of people have, the servings plate, the little styrofoam servings plate that have the different pockets.
Get it to go from different restaurants.
People will have it waiting for you so you can leave the house. Whether it's after funerals and different things like that, holidays, they always have a plate to go. Go ahead and take you a plate to go, baby. Y'all grandmas ain't never told y'all that. Get you a plate to go.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN, if you're stopping by somebody's cookout for one drink, how long should you stay, Kyle? What did you select? And if you didn't select, what did you say on the air?
Well, on the air, I said I was going to be there for you 5 minutes. But
0% of people have said 5 minutes. 3% of people have said 10 minutes. 45% of people say 20 minutes. And 52% of people say 30 plus minutes.
Okay.
So you were trying to do 1/6 of what people are saying to do if you stop by for a drink.
I'm going to put 20 minutes. I got 20 minutes for you because I think I can fake it for 20 minutes.
Fake it.
I can fake it for 20. Come on, Ben. What are we going to talk about for 20 minutes? And then if you have people over there, I don't know. Now I got to fake like I care about these people. Oh, I'm just standing there. What is worse than being part of a conversation that you truly don't care about with people you don't know? You just sit there nodding.
I did it last weekend with 70 people.
And what did you do? What did you do to make that time go by? You end up throwing up in the toilet. End up throwing in the
shots.
Toilet.
Shots. Take a GD shot.
I think it was take a shot. Take a shot. Take a GD shot.
Come on.
And you took a lot of them because you were in that awkward situation. Nobody wants to be in that awkward situation, Ben. And don't force me to be in that awkward situation. I don't know who you're inviting over, and nor do I care. I just want to come, say hello, see the baby, say what up to your fiance, talk
but
to
me. But not
people,
even
say,
talk to me.
Okay. And we'll talk, have a conversation. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the show? Gonna talk about the Packers. Gonna talk about your parlay you're gonna put down. Like, what are we gonna talk about?
But Kyle, you didn't even give me a chance. You're jumping all over me here.
Okay, what will be our topic of conversation on our day off?
I would love to meet your significant other. She gonna be around?
Yeah, you've met her before.
Yeah. I'd also like to spend more time.
Like what type of time?
If I ask her questions, I then can learn more about you.
Listen, She's coached up very well. I'm a great coach.
She's coached up.
She's coached up very well. She knows what to say and what not to. I'm coached up too. We're both coached up.
Who's coached up more?
I mean, come on now. I'm a little bit more, I make people be a little more tight-lipped about me.
Yes. There's things I want to ask you right now, but I don't know if I can say them on air because you're a private man.
There it is. Coached up. That's coached up right there. Watch what you say. I like that.
Yeah, see? I got questions, but yeah. I want to make sure it's in the right situation.
I appreciate that. Well, you know what, Ben? Just because of that, now I know we'll give you 25 minutes.
25 minutes. How could I be so lucky?
Just know, but after 25 minutes, I'm looking at my watch.
The sky is the limit for Kyle and I's friendship. Just like Josh Jacobs says, that's the sky is the limit for the Green Bay Packers offense. Let's hear from Josh Jacobs.
Matt LaFleur talking recently to the media, saying philosophically he likes to have a couple of running backs because it's such a violent position for you guys to have to play for the course of the season. So he sees multiple guys being used in the backfield, but also said that he sees you as kind of a high volume type guy, a versatile guy. What's your impression with regard to how things are going to work for you in this offense in 2024?
Man, I honestly think the sky is the limit in this offense, man. You know, obviously with having a special guy in Jordan Love, you know, and having a good offensive line and, you know, some good receivers out there make it a lot easier for me. But just to be able to see the game plan and the things that they want me to do this year, the things that they're allowing me to do, I just think it's going to be a special year.
So give us a little more insight into that, Josh, because, you know, you go back to 2022, you put up over 2,000 yards for scrimmage, 12 touchdowns. Remember talking to you at the Super Bowl. Right after that, you get your opportunity to hit the free agent market. The Packers paid for that guy, what they saw on tape going back to 2022. Obviously, you had to battle through some injuries last year. When you talk about that, the things that they're going to allow you to do in this offense, what all does that entail?
Man, you know, just to be able to come out and actually show that, you know, I can catch the ball more, be able to run real routes, you know, not just that, but trusting me enough to be able to pick up protections. And, you know, it's just so special when you got a guy like Jordan Love back there, man, and you can't really just load the box every play and you make defenses decide, you know, what they want to stop. I think that's going to be the biggest help for me this year.
That was Josh Jacobs on the Insiders on NFL Network. A lot to unpack there. What I will say is it's nice to hear from Josh Jacobs, you know, especially the way that he went about that interview. If you are like Kyle, it took a little bit, and I think he's still getting there in terms of moving on from Aaron Jones.
Oh, no, I'm there.
You're just there now?
No, I'm there. He put on the dang Vikings uniform. He embraced the skull and all that. Nah, so I'm over him, man.
Loading the box. 1,000 yards on first down 2 years ago. 1,000 yards on first down 2 years ago. With that mentality and that attitude, running routes out the backfield, excited to show the world what he can do within this offense and the organization, it's hard not to be excited hearing Josh Jacobs talk about what the potential of the offense is.
I mean, when you look at the different rotational quarterbacks that he had while he was in Las Vegas playing for the Raiders, whether it was Derek Carr, Jarrett Stidham, whether it was Aiden O'Connell, Jarrett Stidham. And then Brian Hoyer. Like, these are the guys that was his quarterback.
Aiden O'Connell.
Exactly. These were the guys.
You didn't even mention Jimmy G.
These were the guys who were his quarterback, right? So him being able to.
Jarrett Stidham.
The Auburn guy. Who he was. But him being able to look in front of him and see Jordan Love gives him so much confidence in the fact that this offense can be humming. And for me, it not only speaks to Jordan Love and his greatness and how talented people around him think that he is, but it also speaks to me of the job Matt LaFleur is doing currently as the coach of the Green Bay Packers. Matt LaFleur has a whole roster right now that is 100% bought in. He doesn't have anybody going to Egypt. He doesn't have anybody skipping out Sammy Hammy Watkins, skipping out of OTAs. He has everybody on that team, from Jaire Alexander to Rashawn Gary to Jordan Love to Jaden Reed, everybody is 100% bought in to exactly of what the goal is for this team. When you bring in a free agent like Josh Jacobs, and he signs here not just because of the money, obviously the money probably played a significant role in him signing here, but he also talked about the fact that he has a chance to build on the legacy, right? He has a chance to actually win football games, because at the end of the day, he has some great individual accolades, but the thing that he doesn't have the opportunity to compete for championships back when he was with the Las Vegas Raiders. Now he has a chance to compete for championships with a great quarterback and a great head coach, and he is fully bought in to whatever Matt LaFleur is selling. So as a Packers fan, you shouldn't just be excited about the fact that Josh Jacobs was talking like this. You should be excited about the fact that it seems that the whole team is buying into what Matt LaFleur is talking about, which can lead to positive results on the football field.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that I take away from, even outside of the excitement that he talks about of, well, how dangerous this team could be, I don't know, there's something about signing a guy to a big contract and feeling the optimism and feeling what it felt like was an extension of what the team sounded like last year, especially towards the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's something that I think is really intriguing, where I'm like, man, Josh Jacobs is speaking like someone who's happy to be here. He's happy to embrace the culture. He's happy to talk about growing even the running game and the consistency that could be there for the guy who is the same age when they sign Aaron Jones to his contract, right? Like, if you can get a bell cow running back that can see the opportunity of what he will have from a run game perspective with the offensive line in front of him, plus the ability for Jordan Love to throw the football, this guy should be the limit. And he's embracing it, and he sounds like he is not new. And I think that's what's cool. Doesn't sound like a guy who's new, trying to figure it out. This is a guy who's embraced the opportunity and understands that he has a place where, as you had mentioned, he could win, or at least have a big role in helping a team win. So that's exciting to me about Josh Jacobs.
I mean, overall, the culture, right? The energy, the identity that we praised Dan Campbell for. Remember last year we talked about how Dan Campbell has a call. He created a culture there for the Lions.
They have an identity.
They have an identity. That is exactly what we praise him for. And we are seeing the evolution. We are seeing the evolving of the Green Bay Packers identity, the Green Bay Packers culture, the Green Bay Packers under Matt LaFleur. Thank goodness for Goody getting rid of Aaron Rodgers, because it has now truly allowed not only for Matt LaFleur to flourish, but for also for this team to flourish as well. So we are in a great position because of our general manager, but also our head coach and our quarterback. So I'm excited for the season, and everybody is bought in, and I truly believe that this is maybe a special season in Green Bay.
Strophy. Here we go again. Is every time I feel like I'm trying to find a reason, just out of, like, you know, curiosity, because not everything always goes the way we want, Josh Jacobs makes me feel really good again about this team. And it, like, everyone does. Like, does that not scare you guys? Wilde, Tauscher, Belaga, Homer, all of us, like, everyone thinks the Packers are going to.
Why? Why is that, though?
They were a 9-8 team with a quarterback that played really well for 10 games. I'm just shocked the amount of people that think there will be no regression. I thought somebody would. I thought somebody would be like.
I don't like how you missed out on some things there. He said there are 9-18 that had a quarterback that played a really good last like nine games, he said. He basically disregarded the wide receiving core, the rookie Jaden Reed, who had a tremendous season this year as a rookie. He disregarded
tremendous. He was like seventh of rookies, bro.
Tremendous season last year. I believe he had a rookie record for most catches, didn't he?
Seventh for rookies in what category?
Receiving yards?
That makes sense. I mean, he had two rushing touchdowns and over 100 yards on the ground as well.
I like Jaden Reed, no, but again, we're hyping him up like he was Puka Nacua.
He had the best receiving or best year for a receiver, I should say, of any Packer last year. So,
is that an indictment on Romeo Doubs? Is that an indictment on Christian Watson's health? Do we know that Dontayvion Wicks is going to take the next step?
No, it's
Kyle Wall throw Bo Melton in there like he's going to be like five wide with no wide receiver.
I'm actually sold on Bo Melton. After State of the Packers, I'm sold on Bo Melton. He's the fastest receiver.
Jason Wilde sold you, didn't he?
He sold me on Bo
Melton. I knew it'd be Jason. Bo Melton he's talented. But overall, it's just saying that it's Jordan Love. The reason why everybody is so excited, the reason why it's Jason Wilde, the reason why you're talking about Homer, you're talking about Matt, you're talking about Tausch, Mark Tauscher, you're talking about guys on national ESPN, it's because the Green Bay Packers are good. And it's not just Jordan Love that is good.
Caleb Williams sucks.
Williams sucks. The offensive line that was ranked the 14th best offensive line in the NFL, listen, to me, that's in the top half. That's probably your, quote-unquote, might be your worst position group, according to the experts. But at the end of the day, the Packers have great budding stars at receiver. They have a solid offensive line. They have great tight ends as well that are budding as well. The Green Bay Packers have everything you need in order for a team to compete. The thing that they are missing is just experience. But luckily for them, they earned the right to have playoff experience last year, and they made the most of it by getting a playoff win on the road, and then on top of that, competing with the San Francisco 49ers, who eventually went on to the Super Bowl. This is why we're having this conversation. Not because Jordan Love is good. It's because the team that he is surrounded around, that is surrounded around him, is a good team as well.
I think that second part is still a little bit more to be determined. But on Twitter at KBN ESPN, if you're stopping by someone's cookout for one drink, how long should you stay? Man, it's embarrassing what you answered right away on the radio. I'm sad for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe that's more an indication of you.
Oh, damn. That's why I said I'm sad. More next.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
Pull my baby out the goal. Y'all, get him out. Ain't no way in the world my baby going to get hit that many times with a puck.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Relive the greatest postseason run in Milwaukee Bucks history with the Bucks in Six podcast. Bucks in Six presents a special series commemorating the Bucks title run back in 2021. The glory days, from the thrilling seven-game series against the Nets to the 50-piece for Giannis in the finals. Not 49, not 51, the 50-piece. Immerse yourself in the sounds of each playoff round. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus audio network. Find it now, bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently, I have to welcome Kyle Wallace into my home.
Hey! Who invited me?
You invited yourself to my house.
I thought you got a text message from your lady saying, let him come.
No. I don't know if she wants to.
Oh, well. If she doesn't want to, I'm going to come anyways.
If you're stopping by somebody's house for a cookout, for one drink, how long do you have to stay? Kyle said 5 minutes on the air. Right now, 48% say 20 minutes and 46% say 30 plus minutes. 6% total combined on the 5 and 10 minutes.
Y'all ain't never did, hey, I'm just popping by. I'm in the neighborhood just popping by. I say hello.
Do you know how fast you have to drink a drink?
Oh, who said I wasn't taking it with me?
You walking around?
I'm walking
the neighborhood?
Down. Listen, you're going to find out in the Bay. You're going to find out. That's what they do. They walk around, adults walk around, and have a good time on the block.
Bringing in Tony Cartagena, producer of the Analysis Show, because he has some thoughts on Kyle's manners.
If I'm in the neighborhood, right, going to something else, and say, oh, snap, Ben House right over there. I'm popping by. I'm just going to pop in and say, what's up? First thing you should say, hey, what's up? Hey, we want to eat? You want a beer? Yeah. That's what you say. Now, you're going to dictate how long I got to stay to get
that
beer?
You're not getting that done in five minutes.
I can drink and walk. What are you talking about?
So what, are you trick-or-treating at Penn House for the 4th
of
July?
That's a good point.
You grab a plate to go? I guess
trick-or-treating, maybe. A beer, and then I'm staying for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Here's the thing. One, you don't just stay. You don't...
Wow. So you over here spitting in people food, huh? Oh, wow. That's what you're doing, huh? You're nasty.
You can't just show up for one drink. Here's why. And I feel like a lot of people Strofe's age, this generation behind us, people don't understand that when you show up at a barbecue, I don't care who it's for, you do not show up empty-handed.
Mm.
Under any circumstance, you don't show up empty-handed. So if I bring a six-pack or some chips or whatever, you know, you need to bring, you need to at least get a little back on your investment. One drink, for sure, you're staying for that drink. Generally, you stay for two.
So I want to add something into this conversation here, because Patrick chimes in with a debate question. When you leave an outdoor party, do you give the Irish goodbye, leave without saying anything, or the Wisconsin goodbye, say goodbye to everyone, and maybe even grab another beer?
Oh, that's tough.
It's a tough question, because I love me a good Irish goodbye in the right moments. So here's my take on this. An Irish goodbye works wonderfully in certain hours.
Mm-hmm.
At the cookout, you got to do the Wisconsin do thing. You got to go around. You got to say bye to everyone, even if it's awkward. But when we get past 8 o'clock, because it's going to be a lot of day drinking, there's probably going to be some people that are going to be not fully there, which you could easily get away with an Irish goodbye.
I think the BAC is directly correlated to the ability to Irish goodbye versus having to do the Midwest goodbye.
I had to think of my head. BAC.
Oh, so how much you drank that day? Sorry about that. Yeah. The hours have been. And if it's a dark room, you're at a bar. Yeah, Irish goodbye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, bar
that's
good.
Super easy.
No, but we're on the cookout.
A cookout before fireworks, now you got to say goodbye to everybody.
I was going to say, don't come to my house and not say goodbye to me. You need to thank me for allowing you in my presence.
4th of July, right? It stays pretty light until like 8:30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'd say once the sun goes down, you could Irish goodbye.
I'd also like to acknowledge that Kyle just said, you should thank me for allowing me in your presence rather than me allowing you in my home. It's that I allowed you to hang out with me.
Yeah, it's very true. And I fed you as well. Just like
Kyle that I think.
Do you even want him to come over?
He's so inauthentic.
No, that's not true. I would thank. Here, when those young men, AJ and Tyler, came and their handlers came as well, I thanked them and I shook up with them. I'm a Wisconsin kid. I'm a Wisconsin.
Yeah, but they're in your house. Shouldn't they be thanking you according to your logic?
If they eat my food in my house, I'll be danged if they eat my food and walk out of my house and don't say thank you. They should say thank you. Ben, if I come to your house for 5 minutes, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say hello, grab me a hot dog. Excuse me, not a hot dog. Grab me a brat, a burger, a beer, and I'm going to eat a little bit, talk. And then when I get ready to walk out of your house, I'm going to say thanks, man. I'm going to shake up, say thank you. I'm going to say, hey, Ben's fiance, good seeing you,
baby. Feels really one-sided.
Baby, bye-bye.
Especially within 5 minutes. You think you're doing all this in 5 minutes and that's not extremely rude?
You seem like the mayor in like a parade.
If I tell somebody I'm popping by, what does popping by mean?
You got to sit down. You can't. You have to finish your plate.
That's a minimum
you
20
have to
minutes.
Finish your plate.
Popping by. Popping yeah, by is a minimum minute. Of
Ben, can you imagine if I showed up, grabbed it? Kyle wanted seconds, a burger, a brat, and a beer. You got two hands full.
And
you're going to be like,
and
all right,
another plate to go.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See you later.
If I had food left, I would.
No,
I would
you have to. We the time frame can be different. If you grab a plate, you must finish said plate before leaving.
Okay, I will stuff my face quickly. It'll be quick.
Dick Van Dyke chimes in.
It'll be quick.
If you stop at someone's cookout invited, you let them know you're stopping by as a courtesy. I think he meant uninvited. You are held as long as the drink takes to finish. Brief conversation, smile, kiss the baby, say, just gotta say just.
All right, stop reading. Who cares?
Drink. Let's try that again.
Yeah,
just a quick drink. Yeah, just a quick. Yeah, what they're saying.
Say, get just a quick drink. See, that doesn't.
Say,
I read that right.
They don't read it on the air.
I know, but
you do this thing where you just start reading and you don't read it before reading it.
But damn, I know Dick Van Dyke is usually a good texter, so I trusted Dick.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Yeah, sure was.
Oh, wow. I had to.
Hey.
Stay it out of that one. But
about time.
Okay, I don't even know what that means. But I'll say this: is they are absolutely correct about that one. You just pop in. You're just coming in. You say goodbye and finishing the beer. I mean, maybe if I have time to. But like, I just want you to know, you're not the main stop. You're just on the route, right?
Yeah.
You should be happy that I had the courtesy to come by.
You know, then don't stop. Then don't go.
Hold on. I don't want you.
Happy I had the courtesy to come by.
If Ben was in my neighborhood and he drove past my house and he didn't have the courtesy to stop and ring my doorbell and say, "What's up, man? I'm in the neighborhood. I just wanted to pop on by and say hello." I would be upset.
This man thinks he's Jesus.
No, right? I'm not Jesus. That's what a real teammate would do.
No,
right? Like any.
No.
Great example.
I'm dropping off some dog poop at his house.
Please don't.
Great idea.
I literally was in the neighborhood of my parents yesterday, and I said, you know what? Let me just stop by. I stopped by, popped my head in for 10 minutes. I said, all right, love you. I'm gone.
That's completely different than stopping by a barbecue, grabbing a full plate of food, and leaving in 5 minutes.
I work with Ben every single day. I'm around Ben a lot. I should be able to stop by and pop in and do what I got to do, Ben.
Yeah, you're more stop by and pop in, but be hospitable. Oh, like, be open. Have a conversation.
I'm going to have a picture of Kyle's face all around my house, you know, wanted, don't let in, be on the lookout.
Who's gonna stop
be
me?
Be on the lookout at your cookout.
Who stopped? You think Bruce stopping me? Bruce gonna stop me from coming in?
No.
Bentley gonna stop
North Shore
me from coming
Nancy's
in?
Are gonna be looking for
oh,
you.
Stop. They'll be like,
well,
that's
gonna happen anyway. So let's just be honest about that.
Yeah,
one.
I'm not gonna. The people I know in Whitefish Bay have turned over. It's new North Shore Nancy's. I don't know these new ones. These new millennials.
Please
your
don't
mug's
put
gonna be taped around the neighborhood.
Yeah,
watch
please
it.
Don't do that to Kyle.
Picture of Kyle Wallace's face on the trees.
Yeah, please don't do that. As I'm walking through Whitefish
cookout
Bay, cookout thief. Accused of something.
Hey, you wouldn't even stop by his house long enough, longer than a radio segment.
Oh, yeah.
You're in and out of there. Like, that's absurd. Just don't come by. I would be more insulted if you left in 5 minutes than if you didn't show up at all.
I spend 4 hours with Ben every single day. I spend 20 hours a week with Ben. Me spending 5 minutes and grabbing food.
Then why do you want to even pop by?
Why are you measuring how much time we spend together? I never think of it that way because I enjoy it so much. But I didn't know our relationship was transactional.
It's a lot of time.
1 hour of prep that he's always late for plus 3 hours on the air times 5 days a week equals 20 hours.
That's very true. Equals 20.
Well, I don't want to see you at the cookout for the record. Unless you are committed to spending quality time with me and not adding it to your
hours. Who determines
hours
quality time, me or you?
Me.
Okay, what is quality time? How long got to be there for?
I'd like you there for 40 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. I got places to be.
How many places do you have to be? Are you bringing things to all these places?
Hell no. I'm not.
How important do you think you are? Show up empty-handed for 5 minutes and think I did that person a favor?
Maybe
you might be the most selfish human being I've met.
Mike chimes in and says, Kyle needs to reevaluate his barbecue game.
Well, maybe I don't blame my parents and blame Craig. I came to Craig's Super Bowl party a couple years ago.
Cool.
And I brought some beer. And he's like, oh, gosh, you brought some beer. And I was the only one that brought something. And I said, well, never again. And
oh,
never.
No, don't teach people that.
No, and never again.
If you are listening to this, you do not.
Craig looked at me like I was crazy. No. I came with some beer. And he was like, oh, thanks.
No, what?
You show up with something everywhere you go.
Yeah, don't show up empty-handed.
You open the door.
I did the right thing.
But then he said never again. No,
because
no.
The way Craig looked at me like I was a weirdo for bringing something, I said, no, I'm not doing that. Never again. I'm not doing it. Yeah. Unless you ask me to bring something, I'm not bringing anything.
You're not that busy, for the record.
For what?
The cookout.
Oh, I'm definitely busy tomorrow for the cookout. You should be lucky that I'm giving you 10 minutes.
What are the odds that I see Kyle tomorrow?
I'm going to the lake tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds I see him?
Oh, plus 250.
What time?
Trove?
I think that's good. Yeah, plus 250 might even be low.
What time are you starting tomorrow?
You'll have to text me.
Ooh.
Okay. You know what? You know, on my phone, I can preset the text. So I'll preset the text for noon.
You do that. And then when we come back, we will be discussing a wedding.
Okay, Google. Text Ben.
Oh, jeez. He did this before.
This didn't go well last time.
Yeah.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
800-990-3776. Say that again.
What a radio pro.
He's so...
Say that again.
nobody said a word.
Ben Brust, say that.
Can we make a rule for Kyle Brustin Nortman?
You're a good producer.
Is it no, Evan,
no Evan Cohen from Unsportsmanlike and no Greg Scalzo, my former co-host.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
At Road America's the WeatherTech International Challenge with Brian Redman, July 11th through the 14th. The WeatherTech International Challenge road race features over 400 vintage and historic race cars competing across several days. This momentous occasion will commemorate the 55th anniversary of the Formula Ford racers' illustrious history, paying homage to the legendary machines that have graced the track over the years. And when I say come for the experience, stay for the race, I mean it, because the race is going to be amazing with those 400 vintage race cars. Plus, you can camp out, 14-turn, 4-mile road course, rent the golf cart, drive around, get some sun. Bring some suntan lotion, though. You don't want to turn out like Alex Stroh laying on the beach with that. Is your tummy recovered yet?
Yeah, all peeled off. We're good to go.
All peeled off, just like everyone loves to hear. Road America. Get your tickets at roadamerica.com. That's roadamerica.com. Earlier in the show, we had the newest members of the Milwaukee Bucks on. That would be AJ Johnson, Tyler Smith. Just to recap, you can go to WisconsinOnDemand.com. Kyle, what were your overall impressions of the young men?
Men are young. They're babies. They're babies, but one thing I do like is the fact that they're going to be impressionable, but then on top of that, there's a lot of growth they can make. When I hear AJ Johnson talk about, you know, he, you know, we were talking about food and him talking about putting weight on, right? Like, he understands that's what he needs to do. So that's what his focus is going to be. He's going to get into this great nutrition program the Milwaukee Bucks have. He's going to bulk up. Hearing Tyler Smith, and be honest, Tyler Smith sounded like he's done it before, right? Why? Because he played in for the NBA G League Ignite team. So he's kind of been around this type of environment, this type of stuff. And so my excitement is the fact that these young guys are embracing having a locker next to Chris Middleton, right? Understanding that they're on a team full of veterans and taking all of that in. And so my excitement level is pretty high because will they make an impact this year? I doubt it. I mean, I think this is going to be kind of like a learning year. It would be a plus, but I think we already have guys on this roster that can help us get to our destination of a championship. But I feel like there's a lot of great potential in those two young men. They have length, they have athletic ability, and they have, you know, hopefully on the court what it takes to help Giannis win another championship some years from now.
Again, WisconsinOnDemand.com or on YouTube at ESPN Madison, at ESPN Milwaukee. We put out that full interview for you to digest. Great work by Alex Stroh behind the glass.
You're a good producer.
Oh, man. Just on it, man. Even that good producer. He just turned his head, clicked it, and went right back to work. Also on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Kyle claims he's going to stop by my house tomorrow as I potentially have a little bit of a...
What time are you starting?
My fiance has been out of town,
all right,
so we have
her.
Some discussing to do.
So who's like who's coming over? Like who do you got coming over? You got like siblings, family, local friends, coworkers,
local teammates / coworkers. There's a lot of people live in the area that do work.
What do
with
you mean
us.
Local?
So
teammates
Kyle
/
and I belong here?
Yeah, absolutely. You weren't on the air there, bud.
He was whispering in my ear because you said teammates / coworkers, and so.
Yeah. And the other thing is, guys, is I don't know if I want this to be too big because I'm not prepared for a lot of people. Like I said,
And I'm just going to stand. Now I'm helping you. I'm a problem solver. I'm just going
to
stand.
Well, you're to go play. It is really going
to
help.
It is because now he doesn't have to worry about buying too many more chairs because you know I'm going to stand up for 5 to 10 minutes. You don't have to worry about me, Ben. Me and my lady will stand up for 10 minutes.
I don't think that's what he's worried about.
It is what I'm worried about.
He's worried about the amount of food?
No, not food. No, never worried about food.
He got money. He ain't worried about that now.
Food is not a problem. The sitting situation is a problem right now.
And I'm solving that. So now you don't have to be stressed and worried about me as you count how many people are standing
up. Hey,
Kyle,
don't worry about it. I got 3 lawn chairs in the back of my car. One for you, one for me, one for the lady.
No, I want it for the guests. I want it for the guests. That's what I want. The other guests that are there that are standing, I'm going to say, oh, no. Please sit. Please sit. So they're going to say, oh, that black dreadheaded brother, he's a good guy. I like him.
You know, I'm like picturing, thinking about like getting like the, you know, the fold-up like table. Like, just like the classical, like, you know, the rings, you click them in. Like, you literally unfold.
Yeah, I got no idea what you're talking about.
I feel like
you unfold the legs.
A hammock.
No, you unfold the legs of a table, and then you put the ring down to lock in the legs so it can't go anywhere. You still not know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like a,
why don't you just buy a regular
casual
table?
Patio table? Is that
no, it is a regular table. It's like a party table.
A fold-up table?
A fold-up party
table. Oh, like a
table.
White table.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I was thinking, it came to my head.
That was the worst description of a foldable table of all time.
I want you to go back and get my description because I don't think it was bad
no,
as you
it was terrible. It was terrible. It was terrible. You didn't have a color. You didn't have a really good description. And so why are you getting that versus just a regular old table? I'm very confused.
I think that is a regular old table.
It is.
Who still buys fold-up tables? Is that what people still do?
Kim chimes in, says every cookout that she's been invited to, it's understood that you bring your own chair along with.
Oh, wow. Kim has the good ones they go to. Hey, I'm not bringing that. I am a guest, and I purely act like a guest. Don't expect much from me. Expect for me just to leave with a full tummy.
Coming up next on ESPN Madison, 4 to 6 will be Rutledge and Hamilton. Stroh, I wrote down
You want me to take the tease here, bud?
Strofe heard a rumor about me last night.
Coming up next on Kyle, Brustin, Nortman, we've been talking about Kyle's guest etiquette. How about Benny's host etiquette? Not so good. That's next in 2 minutes on Kyle, Brustin, Nortman.
Oh, Lord.